delighted they have signed another contract with Linfield, Warren, or Ivan?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, Warren had spoke to me at the end of the season after had two operations in the year and a half I've been here, so it's been a bit of a struggle for me and a struggle for the club, but it hasn't quite worked out how I had planned. But you know, I'm a fighter and I'm quite determined, and you know, I hope to go back this season and put things right, because if I came here to win the league and in the season and a half I've been here, it's been a failure. You know, there's two ways of looking at it, and so this is another chance for me to go in and try and get my hands in silverware. So I'm delighted to sign, but as I say, it's for that push, and it's me looking for silverware.
Great to be back on that pitch out there again today, isn't it?
That's fantastic. As I say, you know, the stadium's fantastic. It's a great place for anybody to come and play their football. You know, when you play for anybody in Northern Ireland, you know, it's a one club that you really, you know, aspire to play for as Linfield. And you know, we come here and we play in the National Stadium, you know, every other week. So again, for any young footballer or whatever age you're at, it's an added bonus.
Some really good new signings coming in, boys. You'll know well, David Key, Mark Stafford. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. You know, they're in now, and it'll take them time. You know, they'll realise quite quickly that, you know, Linfield are a club that demands success, so they've got to hit the ground running. But knowing the characters of the two lads that they are, and they're hard workers, you know, and they've both got talent, and you know, they've not come here to, you know, to make up the numbers. They've come here to really make an impact. So as I say, I'm really excited for the season ahead. I'm sure the gaffer's maybe got one or two more he wants to bring in, but you know, all in all, everything's looking good, and pre-season's going well.
And the manager always talks about your experience, and that'll be particularly vital with a lot of youngsters about the place next year, won't it?
Yes, it is. You know, you look around, and every season you come back, I suppose, you realise that you're getting a year older. But you know, a lot of young lads in there, but a lot of lads, the youngsters now, have been around for a few years now, and I think they'll start demanding that wee bit more of themselves as well. So experienced head, but you know, hopefully I can add my experience on the pitch and in training them wherever. You know, we're all a group here, and collectively the young and old, so hopefully we can just push and go that one better than we've done this last 2 years.
Finally, we're all looking forward to a winnable game in Europe on Monday, aren't we?
Well, that's it. You know, the European games were good for us last year. I thought, we showed ourselves very well, and the four games that we played, and I think they can lay down a marker for you for the rest of the season. So we've had our first week of pre-season done, and we've another one next week, and then we'll look forward to the European game then. So hopefully we can give the fans, you know, a good start to the season, and then, as I say, the real work starts then for the Gibson Cup.
All the best for the season ahead, and hopefully you achieve your dreams of winning those silverware.
Thank you very much, Andy.